At the moment, we have issues in the Pacific, like, you know, we have disasters, cyclones, and relief, and also this issue of illegal, unregulated, unreported fishing in our EEZ, and there could be others, you know, like transnational crime. So I thought that the force could probably assist in sharing some of this issue and bringing overall stability into the region.
How would such a force work, and who would fund it, and who would comprise it?
Well, I mean, in the past, there's been discussion about this. This is not a new idea. It's been discussed within the forum and also within the Renaissance Spearhead Group, MSG. Leaders have been discussing that. And within the MSG, they have been talking about establishing a police force, MSG police force, and I think they have decided that Fiji will be the center. There's some work on that. You could follow up with this with the MSG secretariat in Port Vila. But there's been general views on this within the Pacific Island Forum, and particularly within our sub-region, the MSG. So the idea has been discussed. Of course, the issue, of course, is another one. Costing is very expensive to have a standby force. But what I have in mind is not the standby force that we have a system in place, not a standby force which will be too expensive, but some kind of arrangement, military or defense or police arrangement, where member countries can call on to assist in disaster management and other operations of a similar nature.
So would this Ramsey-style force, as you say, be a standby force in case there's an emergency, or would it be more of a permanent sort of a standing force that would be in operation all the time?
No, I don't think it's been a permanent thing. I think it's just been a standby force, or maybe they may have some kind of arrangement where countries can call upon to assist, and maybe member countries could contribute to assisting in such operation. Like in, you will recall the cyclone bomb in Vanuatu. We had a Category 5 tropical cyclone bomb, which devastated Vanuatu in 2015. And so a number of countries contributed force, including Australia and New Zealand, also Fiji, Solomon Islands, Tonga. They came to our aid at that time. So this type of arrangement could be useful.
What do you think the main lessons are for the Pacific Island countries from the success of Ramsey in Solomon Islands?
I think it's this type of, because now there are issues in the region. And of course, independence, there are issues to do with land rights, mineral rights. There's a lot of issues happening, and then we have disputes within different islands, or different ethnic groups. So Ramsey came in to assist in playing a very important role to put back law and order, bring back stability, and bring back re-establish the government, law and order, and basically try to reform the financial system and make this transparency and accountability for government management, particularly in terms of financial management.
What do you think the involvement in this Ramsey force should be from Australia and New Zealand? Should they be involved, or should it be many Pacific Island countries themselves?
Well, I think we are part of the same region. Australia and New Zealand, whether some people like it or not, they are part of the region in terms of geopolitical influence and impact. Australia and New Zealand are about our neighbors. And I think we should work together to bring this type of arrangement to bring about stability and peace in our region.